Shalom. My name is Miriam. I'm not that Miriam. We just happen to have the same name. And I've been traveling with my people to the land God promised to our ancestors. And we've been traveling a long time. I hear that you have something called rest stops. I wish we had some of those. I want to tell you something horrible that happened to us. Something horrible that we did. We used to be slaves in Egypt, and now we are free. But that is a long story, so I will not tell that one now. We came out of Egypt, and we traveled to the mountain Sinai, the mountain of our God, Yahweh. He has told us his name. And Moses, our leader, who speaks with God, he told us to consecrate ourselves and to prepare for our God to speak to us. So we did everything that our Lord required. And when our God Yahweh came, the mountain shook, and there was loud thunder and lightning, and we heard God's voice telling us how to live, what he wants from us. And we listened, but we were very afraid. We asked Moses to speak to us instead. We couldn't bear to hear our God Yahweh's voice. "You speak to us," we said. "We will listen, we promise." So Moses went up the mountain to talk to God some more. And we waited at the foot of the mountain for Moses to come back. And we waited, and we waited, and we waited. And we waited, but Moses didn't come back. Was he dead? My people began to get restless. They did not want to wait for Moses anymore, but what else could we do? Without Moses to talk to our God Yahweh, how will we know how to get to the promised land? My people began to doubt Moses' leadership. If he was just going to abandon us at the foot of this mountain, what good is that? Without Moses, how are we supposed to know how to serve our God Yahweh? How could we do what he wants? With Moses gone, so is our connection to our God Yahweh. And then it came to us. We know how to connect with gods. We learned in Egypt. Didn't we worship the gods of the Egyptians before our God Yahweh delivered us from slavery? What we needed was an idol. An idol, yes. Why hadn't we thought of this before? Of course we need an idol. An idol would be the presence of our God Yahweh among us. An idol would help us connect to our God Yahweh. We could sacrifice to and feed our God Yahweh and take care of his needs so that he could then guide and protect us. So some of us went to Aaron and said, "This Moses fellow has been gone too long. You need to make us an idol so we can worship it." Aaron must have thought it was a pretty good idea because he agreed. The idol he made was a calf, which is good because our God Yahweh is the strongest, most powerful God. We saw that in Egypt. But there was another group who was not so sure this was the right thing to do. They said we should wait for Moses. They said Moses was our mediator and that our God Yahweh would not want an idol. Remember, they said, when our God Yahweh spoke to us from the cloud and the mountain shook and there was thunder and lightning, as if any of us could forget that. He said we should not have other gods. And it is true that our God Yahweh did say this, but that is not what we were doing. Why would we follow another god when it is our God Yahweh who took us out of Egypt? This is what was proclaimed, what we proclaimed when the calf idol was completed. "O Israel, this is the God who brought you out of Egypt." That could only ever be our God Yahweh. But they kept saying we were wrong. "Remember what else our God Yahweh said?" they asked. He commanded us not to make any idol of any bird or beast or sea creature. Our God Yahweh does not want to be worshipped like this. But that's just silly. This is the way you worship gods. We have seen and heard no other way. But they said, "Our God Yahweh is different." And I began to have doubts. Our God Yahweh is different from the other gods we have worshipped in the past. He is stronger than every one of the gods of Egypt, all of them. We saw it. So maybe. But then Aaron called a festival to our God Yahweh. And we arose in the morning and we had a feast and we did all the things you're supposed to do when you worship gods. But my doubts were not gone. There was so much we don't know about our God Yahweh. It was only a short time back that we even learned his name. So maybe. But if we cannot worship our God Yahweh with an idol, how are we supposed to do it? How will our God Yahweh be with us? No, I decided, this has to be the way. This is how Egypt does it. This is what we know. We found out later that Moses on the mountain was receiving from our God Yahweh instructions on how to build the tabernacle. Instead of using the gold from Egypt for an idol, we were supposed to give it for the tabernacle. Instead of building an altar in front of the calf, we were supposed to build an altar in the tabernacle. And the idol was not our God Yahweh's presence among us. Our God Yahweh would dwell with us in the tabernacle. Everything we wanted, our God Yahweh was trying to give us. We just did it wrong. We were wrong. We didn't understand. But we should have understood. A lot of our God Yahweh is still a mystery, but he has told us what we needed to know. It was just so strange. We wanted something familiar. I guess we're just going to have to get used to serving a God we don't fully understand. Our God Yahweh was angry with us, and Moses was angry too. And they should have been angry. We had done a most horrible thing. We had betrayed our God Yahweh. It was like the fall all over again. Our covenant with our God Yahweh had just begun, and our relationship was supposed to be one marked by intimacy and revelation. And at the very onset of this relationship, we commit this terrible sin. You worship our God Yahweh too, right? Please, please do not do what we did. Do not commit the same sin. I can see you have no idols here. That is good. But watch yourself. Our God Yahweh will always be mysterious. There will always be parts of him hidden. Do not do as we did and reach for what is familiar, even when we had been told it was not right. Our God Yahweh revealed himself to us. He allowed Moses to see the backside of his glory and called out as he passed him, "Yahweh, the Lord, the God of compassion and mercy, I am slow to anger and filled with unfailing love and faithfulness. I lavish unfailing love to 1,000 generations. I forgive iniquity, rebellion, and sin, but I do not excuse the guilty. I lay the sins of the parents upon their children and grandchildren. The entire family is affected, even children in the 3rd and 4th generations." From what I hear, our sin did affect our children and our grandchildren. My people became stiff-necked and stubborn. Again and again, we betrayed our God Yahweh. Again and again, we did what made sense to us instead of trusting in what he had told us. So I say to you, listen to what our God Yahweh reveals to you and walk in it all the days of your life. You just met my friend, Miriam, right? She's really pretty, isn't she? We're close. And I know she shared some really good things, but there are some things that she didn't live to see. The Lord has passed by us, declaring his name differently. He passed by us by living among us as Christ Jesus. And this is how we can bear living with the mystery of God, because all of him is not a mystery, because his essential character has been shown to us. When we look at Christ, we look at God. Hebrews 1:3 says of Jesus Christ, "The Son radiates God's own glory and expresses the very character of God, and he sustains everything by the mighty power of his command." Colossians 1:15 tells us that Christ is the visible image of the invisible God. Everything we need to know about following and worshiping God, we find in Jesus. How do we obtain honor and glory and respect? We take up our cross and we follow Christ. We wrap a towel around our waist and we wash each other's feet. Security? We are never promised physical security when following Jesus, but our spiritual security is bound up in the completed work of Christ and assured to us by the presence of the Holy Spirit. What about identity? We are to find our identity in Christ alone and in what God declares about who we are. And God declares that we are beloved children of God. God declares that we are his masterpiece, that we are forgiven, that we are saints, we are holy ones, that we cannot be separated from the love of God, that we, both individually and corporately together, we are the temple of God. This is how we're supposed to wear the name Christian. So the question for us is, have we turned our eyes away from Christ to the world to determine how we are to be the people of God? Are we seeking power and respect through education or careers? Are we seeking security and so do not listen when God says to go somewhere else or to give more? Are we attached to convenience such that we ignore God when the call comes to love our neighbors, to love the people he has placed in our lives, or to welcome the stranger? No one in our American culture would blame you for such things. And let me be clear, I'm not saying education or careers or whatever are sinful. The golden calf was sinful through and through because of the Israelites' intentions. But what I'm asking us all to do is to really examine the deep parts of our hearts to see if we have turned our eyes from following Christ and reached for the golden calf, reached for what is familiar, for something that makes more sense to us. And I don't have the answers for you, but I do know that God is faithful and will give us the truth if we ask. So let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the image of the invisible God, who radiates God's glory and shows us the very character of God. Let us fix our eyes on him and walk in his footsteps as we follow after him. Let us pray. Almighty God, forgive us when we fall short, when we would rather be comfortable than follow you. Oh, Father, forgive us when we misunderstand when we should understand. Help us to turn always to you. Help us to listen to you and not to how everything is done in the world around us. For you are the steady one. You are the one who is the same yesterday, today, and forever. You are who life comes from. We want to please you, O Lord. We want only to please you. Help us every day. We need your help every day. We ask these things in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.